Good evening. We're going to be looking at two main passages today. Let's turn to the start, 2 Corinthians chapter 2. And then I want you to hold there for a second and mark Joshua 23. All right, so in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, we see a particular verse here in verses 10 and 11. Now whom you forgive anything, I also forgive. For if indeed I have forgiven anything, I have forgiven that one for your sakes in the presence of Christ, lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. That last phrase is what I want to focus on. We are not ignorant of his devices. One of the things, before I get too much into that, one of the things that I love about children is how innocent they are. It can be endearing, but it can also be a little bit annoying. And here's what I mean. Very often, I'll take Caroline out on a little walk around the block with our dog. And, you know, she roams around and gets her into everything. And the other day, she found a dead snake. She's like, what's this? She digs around and pulls this thing out. And I'm like, I don't know, baby. She's a little farther away from me. I don't know, baby. What is this? And then I look a little closer. It's like, oh no, honey, put that down. It's a snake. Then I look a little closer. Turns out it's dead. So thankfully, it's a dead snake. Now I look a little closer, see what kind it is. You know, it resembles, well, it doesn't, it's not a huge deal. It resembled a copperhead a little bit, but not quite because it looked like a baby. Not a big deal. The point is, she was innocent about that. She didn't realize that it was a problem. And she does this quite a bit, actually, with shards of glass that she finds. She picks it up and says, look, glass. It's like, yes, honey, it's glass. Don't pick up the glass. Those things can hurt her. Not the dead snake, necessarily, but a snake could hurt her. These kinds of things are dangerous. She's innocent. She is ignorant of the devices that could ensnare her in this world. We, on the other hand, ought to know better. We ought to know better about such things. We know to stay away from snakes. And then as we get a little older, we realize which snakes we need to really stay away from. We are able to better handle glass. For instance, if we see broken glass somewhere, we either ignore it or we can better handle it in order to pick it up and clean it up. We are not ignorant of those things. We are not ignorant of those devices. But the children of Israel seem to be very ignorant of those devices. Let's look at Joshua 23. We've recently covered this in our Sunday morning class, and I find this one of the more vivid pictures of sin. We see quite a few times in the book of Deuteronomy and in the book of Judges how this was a snare to the people of Israel, to the children of Israel. But here we see something a bit more vivid, and this is in verses 12 and 13. Or else, if indeed you do go back to the sin he's talking about, to idolatry and things like that, if indeed you do go back and cling to the remnant of these nations, that these remain among you, or these that remain among you, and make marriages with them, and go into them, and they to you, know for certain that the Lord your God will no longer drive out these nations from before you, but they shall be snares and traps to you, and scourges on your sides, and thorns in your eyes, until you perish from this good land which the Lord your God has given you. I can't think of a better description of sin. How much sin can ensnare you and entrap you and hurt you in the process, but we're still so ensnared by it very often. It's something that we have to be aware of. What we were talking about in the class a little bit earlier, how can you tell if you're a sailor if you're close to shore? Well, experienced sailors will know that. Inexperienced sailors won't. And sometimes being close to shore is dangerous because you have the rocks there. You have the water becomes shallower the closer you get to land very often, depending on the what's underneath the water. And so it can be very dangerous. That's why they have lighthouses, to warn sailors about places to avoid. What lighthouses do we have when it comes to our sin? I like the song, "Let the Lower Lights Be Burning." That's a beautiful song. I love that song. And when we think about the lower lights, we are those lower lights. Let our lights shine to other people, warning them of what's to come, warning them of the sin that they couldn't find themselves ensnared in, because we are not ignorant of Satan's devices. But sometimes we still get trapped, don't we? Sometimes we still fall for it. And so, that is the lesson that we have in the book of Joshua. In the book of Judges, let us not be ensnared by sin, be ensnared by the devil. We are not innocent like Caroline is. We know better. Let us act better. This evening, you, of course, have an opportunity to make your needs known before the congregation. If you have anything that you need us to pray for, some of those things we've already prayed for a little earlier in our class, but let us also remember that situation that was talked about. I don't need to repeat it. Let us remember all the things that we need to. If you have a need, please let it be made known as we stand and as we sing. Let's sing.